Okay, the boys, like today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We're starting right after the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amid Beis. You'll remember that the Mishnah said that Lulav Araba Shisha Veshiva, which means that sometimes, some years, the Lulav is taken all 7 days. Some years we take the Lulav only 6 days. Araba will speak about a little bit later. When do you take the lulav all 7 days? So we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, notwithstanding the fact that it's Shabbos, we continue to take the lulav, and therefore we take the lulav all 7 days. Mashenkein, if Shabbos falls out any other day of the 7 days, meaning on the days of Chol HaMoed, what we call Hashanah Rabbah, then we do not take the lulav and esrig that day, and so therefore that year we're only taking the lulav and esrig for 6 days and not for 7 days. So Frey Gemara, Amai, why do we go and say that if Shabbos falls out any other day of the week during Sukkot, we don't take the lulav and esrig? What's the problem in taking the lulav and esrig? The only thing that I can think of, says the Gemara, is maybe for some reason it's considered to be like Eitzim, and if it's like Eitzim, so maybe there's an Isser of Muktzah, an Isser of Tiltuk. But Frey Gemara, Amai, if that's the problem, Tiltuk Bi'almahu, that's only Midrabanan. The whole din of Muktzah and Tiltuk is Midrabanan. Here we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, we're Min HaTorah. In the Beis HaMikdash, Min HaTorah, all 7 days, you gotta go and take the lulav and esrig. For Litchi Shabbos, I should go and say that the mitzvah of taking the lulav and esrig should be doicha this potential issur dirabbanan. There's no issur dirabbanan Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, there's no problem in taking it. So why don't we continue taking the lulav and esrig all 7 days, regardless of when Shabbos falls? Omer Rava. Rava says, you're right. It's not because of a mukta issue. The problem is a gzeidah shem yitlenu biyodah v'yelech v'yitzalim poki v'lil moid v'yavirenu arba ames b'shus harabim. Maybe this person, during Chol HaMoed, thinks to himself, yeah, I'm not really sure. How am I supposed to make the bracha? When am I supposed to make the bracha? Do I turn the lulav upside down? Do I turn the esrig upside down? I really am not sure how to work it out. Or when it comes to nanuim, I always get confused when I go to shul. In the Ashkenazish shuls, they go and do it. So many more nanuim than the Sephardish shuls. When do I do the nanuim? So he's going to go and take his lulav and esrig to the baki, right, to the rav, to the expert, on Shabbos. He's going to go and carry four Amos Rishus Aram. Or Rashi says it doesn't have to be four Amos Rishus Aram. If he lives in a Rishus Yachid and he takes it out from his house into Rishus Aram, it's all to the same Isra. Yes.
But if he's in the Mikdash,
yes,
what's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem?
In the Mikdash, you can do Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash.
You can do Shechita, yeah.
Okay?
Who does Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash?
The Kohanim.
Or
Azar, it doesn't matter.
Does Azar have to know how to do Shechita?
Yeah, of course.
Or can he on the spot say, you know, I'd like to be sure?
No. But
anybody that is coming into Beis HaMikdash the 7 days of Yom Tov brings along this lulav and esrig and has to shut the lulav and esrig.
But he's not going to take it out of the Mikdash. If you bring it to the Mikdash on Shabbos, he brought it there from Erev Shabbos. For, remember we had earlier that they would leave it there in the Zakenim?
Absolutely.
So why would he take it out? He's not in the Mikdash. It's a Rishus. He's not taking it out. We're talking about in the Mikdash. I understand you're talking about in Bnei Brak.
Yeah.
But we're talking about in the Mikdash. Why is this Gezeira where he's going to take it out Arba Amos?
So let's look inside the Mishnah again that we learned yesterday. Look in the middle of the Mishnah. You see where the word B'Shabbos is in parentheses.
Yes.
The word before that is Ketzad. We're talking about how do you have the mitzvah rule of all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, even if Shabbos falls out on the first day. Ketzad Yom Tov Harishon Shulchan Shechol Yois B'Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, like you said, Malichas Lulavim Maharabayis Machazon Mekabel Mihen. When does this take place? On Friday, which is both Erev Yom Tov as well as Erev Shabbos.
Right.
However, what happens if it's day 1, 2, 3, etc. of Chol HaMoed, then this does not apply. They did not bring it the day before to the Beis HaMikdash. And what was it did? The din was nobody bring anything, because this day Shabbos will supersede the Hilchos Yom Tov of taking the lulav and esrog, and we're not going to take lulav and esrog today. Forget about it. Pray tomorrow. Why not? It's in the midst of all 7 days. Of course you should take it. The problem is that maybe day number two or three or four, the person will say, you know, I'm so embarrassed. Every time I do the lulav and esrog, everybody looks at me as if I'm crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know when to make the bracha, before or after. I'm going to go and ask the chief rabbi, and therefore Shabbos in the morning he's going to go and take from his house. So you're telling me, but why didn't he leave it the day before?
Exactly.
The day before was only on Erev Yom Tov for Rishon. Throughout the Yom Tov, they didn't have this minhag of Melichnes Lulaveim Laharabai. To the contrary, they didn't bring it that day at all, and they didn't shuckle that day. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, why Taka didn't they fear Ein that all 7 days, regardless of when Shabbos is, they should bring the day before and shuckle it in the Beis Migdish on Shabbos on Chol Hamoed? And the answer is because I'm afraid that person will go, one person or more people will go to the Bucky and will want to go and show my, here's my lulav and esrog. What do I do? How do I turn it up? When do I turn it upside down?
I understand.
So keep on going.
So why isn't that also the case when
the first day?
Right, when the first day.
The Gemara asks your kasha. That's the next line. Break the Gemara behind the time of the show, behind the time of the Megillah. That's the same reason why when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't go and blow the shofar. Why don't you go blow the shofar? Because the Baal Tekeah will say, I'm not really sure about my shvarim and about my trua and exactly when do I take a breath and when don't I? He's going to go to the Bucky. And the same thing when it comes to laning the Megillah. Why shouldn't we lane the Megillah? There's nothing wrong with laning the Megillah. Nothing wrong with laning the Sefer Torah and the half Torah on Shabbos. Why can't I lane the Megillah? Because the Baal Kori for the Megillah might find a mistake in the Megillah, or he's not sure when do you clap Haman, or whatever the problem is, he's going to go to the Baki and ask him, and he's going to carry our Amis B'Shusram. But now let's get back to our Lulav case. Manishtana day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from day number 1. Any one of the 7 days, the person might go into the Baki. And in fact, logically, the first day is going to go because
more
the first day is
Midraisa.
Well, in Beis Hamikdash, all 7 days are Midraisa. But the first day, he knows he's going to go and take the Arav Minhag. The last time he took it was a year ago, and he's starting to scratch his head. I can never remember, when do I do the Nanuam? Do I do them before? Do they do them after? Do we go 3 times? Do we do it 12 times? Do I do the back first? Do I do up? Do I do back? I get so confused. And therefore, he's going to go and ask. The first day, he'll certainly ask. Why shouldn't we go and have a Gezerah that even if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we should not bring the love him the day before and give it to the Chazanim, etc. But just like all the other days, we should say that day is exempt from bringing lulav and esrog because of this problem of the Gezerah. The reason why I'm not afraid is because at the very tail end of the Mishnah we learned yesterday, that because unfortunately there were the masses came and we had that wonderful word melee, right? That we heard that
melee.
There was a melee. I always just thought it was melee, but I guess not. In my anyways, getting back to Agmar, so because of the Malay, we made a special tikkun that everybody should go and take it bebeisai. So if everybody's taking it bebeisai, I don't have to worry, he's going to go out in the street and ask the Baki, nobody's seeing what I'm doing, I'm going to do it as best as I can, the way I did it yesterday and previous years.
But Baki's the expert?
Baki's the expert, exactly.
Who is the expert? Be the rabbi?
Yeah, the rabbi, maybe even the chief rabbi.
The gabbai.
Exactly, maybe the gabbai. Yeah. Anyway, Hatei Nechacha Takana. That's very good at the end of the mission that they said, because it came to this Malay. They went and each one started taking the Beisai. But Koyim Takana Mai Kalamaymer. Before that, when everybody took it in the basement, and they brought it Friday, and they left it there on the Itztaba, Mitzvah, Shamasim, and all the rest, why didn't they make the same exam on day number one like you made on day 2, 3, 4, 5? Listen, I'll tell you why. Because Risha and the Isa Minat Torah, Big Vulin, Le Gazibu Rabbanon, Hanak, Lesser Minat Torah, Big Vulin, Gazibu Rabbanon, was made this. Rishon, as you know, and as the Gemara is going to develop shortly, we are only familiar with the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog like we do it today outside the Beis Hamikdash, because unfortunately we are not Zocha to have a Beis Hamikdash. Hopefully this Yom Tov Sukkos we will have it rebuilt in Yetz Hashem, but until that point we have no Beis Hamikdash. So Min HaTorah, there are two mitzvahs, two mitzvahs which are both set forth in the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ulakachtem lechem bayoyim harishoyim." First day of Yontif, you take Pri Eitz Hodor, Kapis Tamarim, Anaf Eitz Ovis, V'Arvi Nochal, the 4 minutes. When? B'Yom Rishon. And then the pasuk continues, "Ismachtel Afnei Hashem Lekechem, Shivas Yomim, 7 days." Make up your mind, is it 1 day, is it 7 days? Zokti Gemara, that the first day is Bigvulin. Bigvulin means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's 7 days straight. Any Yit who's inside the Beis HaMikdash with his Arba Minim, he is Mekayim a special din every single day, Min HaTorah, that he's bringing his Lulav and Esrei.
Could you read the pasuk? I apologize. That you're just supposed to be
Besimcha.
Besimcha.
The Gemara is going to ask you a question on the Amud Beis. Wait, the
Besimcha Basa B'Yayin.
Exactly. So maybe that's what the pasuk felt. Nothing to do with Lulav and Esrei. The Gemara is going to talk about you.
Stop. It says, Be'Avir Nachal, stop.
100%. Imam Shem Mechavim to the Gemara's question. Wait for the Mitzvah Amud Beis. The Gemara Ela Rishon says, Imar the Isa Min HaTorah, Begvulin, Begazbo Rabbanan. Hanach, less than Min HaTorah, Begvulin, Gazbo Rabbanan. So what the Gemara is telling us is that the mitzvah of taking the Arba Minim on the first day of Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash is more choshuv on day number one than on days 2 through 7. Why is that? Because its brother mitzvah of taking the Arba Minim outside the Beis HaMikdash is on day one and not the other days. So that fortifies and strengthens and energizes the mitzvah of the Arba Minim on the first day, and therefore we're not going to go and be mevatel it when it comes out on Shabbos, notwithstanding this gezeira. But the other 6 days, where it's only a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, not big woman, it's considered to be a little bit less choshev. Now, one second. Even though it sounds strange, it's choshev, your choshev. That's how Rashi learns it. See, if you look at Rashi, Elo Rishon, parallel to our Gemara. Elo Rishon, the choshuva nitilosoi. It's choshev today. That feels big woman, chayev. It goes to be rabbanon, the big woman, the Mikdash. Abashar yom she'ena min ha'toyah. Elo b'Mikdash, lo yichashiva nitiladu. It's not that choshev. So when you're taking the Arba Minim in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day, oh, a choshev a mitzvah. On the second day, a little bit less, not with a capital ches, with a small ches, because we're not taking a big vulin min ha'toyah. Yes, sir.
We don't do it on Shabbat. We don't care.
Exactly, because of our Gemara.
But maybe I misunderstood.
You think
the opposite. That the first day of course on Shabbat seems to say that you take it.
Excellent.
But we do not.
Correct. So the reason why we do not is because of the end of the Gemara Mi'at Hashem on Mem Dalet Med Aleph, which we're going to say at the end of the Shem. So don't be upset about
all
it. You're 100% right.
A verb. Said,
don't leave early.
Don't leave early. Exactly. Burich atu adinui Eliheini Melech Olam Shehakol Nihiyeh B'Nayim.
Amen.
Notice I'm bringing this outside the sukkah. Okay, anyway, we're going to get to your point in Mi'at Hashem at the end of the Shem. Zoktimar. Avahanat lesnu menatoyro. Okay, so El Rishon, these Menatoyer Bigvulin Gazer Rabbanan. Not the last Menatoyer Bigvulin Gazer Rabbanan. They made a Gzeira from day 2 to day 7, but not on day 1. Great body, Hachi or Idnanami. Why don't we say the same thing today? That what means? What should we say the same thing today? We should say that the first day of the Yontif, when it falls out Shabbos, we should say that it's Docha. Why should we say that? Because we just said now it's such a chosh of a mitzvah. So then why nowadays? Like Ed was just asking a moment ago. Why nowadays if Yontif falls out the first day of Shabbos, if the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, why don't we take the lulav and ask it's such a chosh of a mitzvah? Why don't we? That's because today we don't have the Sanhedrin, we don't have the Bez Nagavu, we don't know exactly when the new month is. Yes, we have the calendar, but nevertheless we don't know with precision. We have a general idea, and that's the whole reason why we have the Yomtiv Sheni Shel Golias, that we have the 2 days of Yomtiv in Chuslas, because we don't have the Archa. And that's why you think it's the first day of Yomtiv. Maybe tomorrow is the first day of Yomtiv, and that's why we say the Shechianu over again at Kiddush on the second evening. Why? Because maybe the first day was wasn't Yom Tov. Second day is Yom Tov. Okay, that's very good here in Chutz Lars. Of the Inu in Eretz Yisrael, the Yadavi Kibbutz Yachad, they know when the Kfiyas of the Chodesh is. Now, why would they know better than us? Because at the time that they used to have the Kfiyas of the new month, based on the Adam coming to Eretz Yisrael and coming to the base of Mikdash, so at that time, everybody who lived in the area of Yerushalayim and even a little bit beyond that knew when Rosh Chodesh was exactly. We in Chutz Laretz, we didn't know. In fact, they had to be Masi and Masuos, they had to do with the fires, and then after that, when the Tzedokim of Baisusim started mimicking the fires and doing it on the wrong day, so then we had to send out Shluchim, and the Shluchim often didn't get to various parts of Chutz Laretz the first 15 days of Tishrei, after all, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and all the rest. And they didn't have email, and they didn't have faxes, and they didn't have telephones. So, we in Chutz Laretz were not Baki. But the people in Eretz Yisrael were Baki. So why don't you go and say, Lidchu, that they, on day number one, that they should have the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig, because they know exactly when Yom Tov is. So we don't mean, when it says Inu Diyali, we don't mean today, but at least in the times of the Beis Mikdash, they, or even shortly thereafter, when they were still being Mekadesh Al Pi Hori'iyah, why don't we say that the first day of Yom Tov, even if it's Shabbos, they should take the Arba Minim. So Timur Einachanam, absolutely. That's in fact the halacha. That's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? Ditnan, instead of Tony, Ditnan Chodah, we had two Mishnahs, both yesterday and the day before. One Mishnah said, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, first day, full set Shabbos. Kol Omri Lichot Lebeim Lehar Abayis. That was the Mishnah here on the Omid Beis. With Tanya Idach, not really Tanya, it's Utnan Idach, the previous Mishnah, that was on Mem Aleph Omid Beis. It says over there that the day before Yom Tov Rishon, everybody went to the Beis HaKnesses on Friday, and they brought their Lulavim and their Esrogim the day before. Now, why does this Mishnah talk about Beis HaMikdash and the other one talk about the Beis HaKnesses? Kam is Majna Beis HaMikdash Kai. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, what was the halacha? That first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, they still took the Arba Minim in the Beis HaMikdash, like we just had in this Mishnah. Khan, the other mission that said they took the Beis HaKnesses, is much ain't Beis HaMikdash Kaim. The Beis HaMikdash unfortunately had just been destroyed the previous year, and the next year, and the next few years, as long as it was still being Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, what was it then? Then they put it to the Beis HaKnesses the day before. Shema Mino. So I see very clearly that in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, by Yom Moheim, they used to continue taking the Arba Minim on Shabbos, on first day of Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara concludes at this point. The Boisa in Yet Hashem, at the end of today's daf, really the beginning of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to change its mind. So that's what the Gemara is learning at this point. So we put two dots over here, and we have now concluded the first segment of today's shir. We wanted to know why there's a difference between day number one and the other 6 days of Yom Tov. That day number one, I say you do take the Arba Minim if it's Shabbos. Day number two, three, four, five, six, seven, we do not take the Arba Minim if it's Shabbos. The reason is because the other days I'm worried about this Gzeira, Shema, Yelech, Eitzel, Bakken, he's going to be over the Halach of Hoitzah on Shabbos. Why am I not worried the first day? I do have a worry on the first day. However, the first day is such a holy day vis-a-vis Mitzvahs Arba Minim, because the Mitzvah applies both in Chutz Laretz and in the Beis HaMikdash. It's such a chosh of a mitzvah, the Chum didn't want to check, but they didn't want to go and make any sense. Now the Gemara from here to the bottom of, yes,
what's up? What about the general Mikdash?
It's a very good question. The Choyra Einshvus Mikdash only applies inside the Beis Mikdash. All we're talking about is he's going to go to the Baki outside the Beis Mikdash. That before he gets to the Beis Mikdash in the morning.
On the Harbais.
On the Harbais, exact. 5 o'clock in the morning, he wants to get up early. He wants to be among the first ones in the regular go that's into.
The mitzvah in the Torah, because some guy who.
You mean between days 2 and 7?
Yeah, 2 and 7.
Yeah, Rashi asked Kasha, how can you mevatel government at Torah? So he says, it's Sheval Tas. Sheval Tas is okay, as we find throughout Shas. Good. But now we want to get back to the basics. How do I know this is a mitzvah? Bigvulin outside the Beis Hamikdash, that it's only one day men hatorah. And how do I know that in the Beis Hamikdash it was 7 days men hatorah? So Timur Adi Yisim and Hatorah, Bigvulin, you know, then how do I know this? Ulakachtem lechem bayoyim harishoyim. Darshanimor. Ulakachtem shetei lekicha biyad kol echad vi echad. Everybody should go and take. Now, where does it say ulakachtem that everybody has to take? Because the word ulakachtem. So what's the raya from that? It's okay, no, we're best friends. So you're doing this thing. Anyway, ulakachtem of course is a lashon rabim. You should take it. Don't say ulakachtom, ulakachtem. But that's in shkaraya, it could be by yourself. But there's a toy that says, not over here, I think, in Shabbos, whatever, that there are two psukim in the Torah. Both require counting. One is Lagabi, the din of Shemitah and Yovel, the Safar to Lecha, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Shapsi Shonim, Vayu Lecha, Yemei, Sheva Shapsi Shonim, Teshvar Boim Shana, the Safar to Lecha. The Safar to Lecha means you got to go and count the years of Shemitah, and then seven Shemitahs, and then you get to Yovel. Who does that counting? Did you hear anybody in shul saying, oh, I'm here about counting year one and year two and year three? So the Gemara says, since there's the Safar Toh, which is a Loshen Yochid, it's a mitzvah on the Bezdin to go and do that counting every year till you get to 7 years and then 14 and 21 till you get to Sheva Shonim, Sheva Shabsi Shonim, until you get to Yoyim. But there's another mitzvah of counting. Usfartim lechem beyoyim harishoyim. Now, that's lekachtim lechem. Usfartim lechem, where it says you have to go and count the oimer. Usfartim lechem, it's the oimer. Yeah, okay, you have to go and count the 49 days of the oimer. There it says usfartim. The attacker says, Beloshen Rabin. That's why kolecha v'yecha. So here too it says, lekachtim, mitzvah kolecha v'yecha to go and take his lulav and esmer. Now it says, lechem, that we've had already before. Mishalachem, it's got to be yours. That's when we started off the perek. Lulav ha-gozel v'arava, lulav ha-gozel v'hayavesh. The reason why gozel is possible is because it's not lachem, it's not yours. It's got to be yours. It says, lekachtem lachem bayoyim, v'yoyim ha-filu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, why would I have thought differently that I have to say v'filu b'shabbos? We'll see shortly. And then as I said, v'yoyim ha-rishoyim. So first thing more, Darsh is rishoyim, without the hay. Afilu b'gvulin, everywhere. Rashi says there's no special limit from the word rishoyim. What does rishon say b'gvulin? So Rashi, lamed abuya darish, l'kachtam b'yoyim ha-rishoyim. The way Pirish, mikdash, since it doesn't say mikdash, it says l'kachtam b'chem b'yoyim ha-rishoyim. No, everywhere. Mashma afilu b'gvulin. And Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzpah, it's everywhere. Right, it says ha-rishoyim. It's only doicha the first day, that if Shabbos comes out on the first day of Yontif, only that day do I say bring the lulav and esrig and chocolate even on Shabbos. Now this shtickle gemara is a little bit schwer, because until now we've been talking about the din of taking the arba minim bigvulin outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's only a one-day chiyuv, a one-day mitzvah. So why would the Gemara say malamit shenadoicha el yontif harishon bilvad? There is only a yontif harishon. There is no chiyuv of taking lulav and esrog the other 6 days. Zok the Orach Laner, that this malamed is not going on the mitzvah bigvulin, it's going on the mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash. And it's telling us, in the Beis Hamikdash, when you have 7 days, and one of the days is Shabbos, like we just said, the Yom Vafilu B'Shabbos, She'enedoich L'Yom T'Varish Shambuvad, only the first day, if it falls down in Shabbos, do I say, continue bringing the Arba Minim. But not on days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, the Gemara is going to say, why would I have thought you should go and bring it to 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to see shortly in the Gemara. Amaman. We go back to the drasha again. By Yom Vafilu B'Shabbos, Mechtei Tiltol Bi'almahu Isra Kral Mishrei Tiltol. I don't understand what you're talking about. You're saying it says V'Kachtu B'Chem Bayoyim Arishin Afilu B'Shabbos. Why should I think otherwise? Bayoyim Afilu B'Sunday Afilu B'Monday Afilu B'Tuesday Afilu B'Shabbos. What is wrong with Shabbos? Maximum you can go and tell me a lulav is like an eitz. After all, you can't eat it. It's not an ochel. It's not a kli. It's an eitz. Eitz is din of a tiltul, a mukta. But the whole din of mukta is midrabana, not min ha-toira. You wouldn't have a posik in the Torah to be matir tiltul. Everyone on Marovli Nitzchel Machshir Lulav Alibe Dehaitana. Oh, that's the famous Reb Lezer Demila. What does Reb Lezer Demila say? That not only the mitzvah itself is doicha, even the machshira mitzvah. Alibe Dehaitana. The sign Yelulu B'chol Machshirim Doicha Es Shabbos Dib Reb Lezer. My time is a blessed on the crow by Yoyma Philip is Shabbos. Now, what means Machshire Lulav are Doicha Shabbos? Says Rashi. What happens? You go, it's now Yontav, and you say, Oy, Vavoy, I didn't buy a Lulav and Esrog. I kept on delaying and pushing it off. I know I saw all those signs and all the advertisements, but I kept on delaying, and now it's Yontav, I forgot. Says Rashi, according to Blazer, you can climb up your favorite palm tree and on Shabbos cut off the lulav from the tree. And then you're allowed to be ma'agidit by putting on a kesher with two or three knots, no problem. Again, this is only Reb Lezer. Don't go to take this. Don't go too far on this. Reb Lezer holds machshira. I'm sorry, you don't climb up.
I was gonna.
Okay, so if you're in Reb Lezer's camp, you have the right to do that.
A minority view.
Okay, so now I understand why you have to have Philip Shabbos. I tell you, the machshira lulav are also doche Shabbos. Rabbanan, hi b'yoy my afterlay. The Rabbanan obviously do not subscribe to that. The Rabbanan say chulila, don't go and cut off anything minim chubriya. Oy, but this is shab chas v'shol. So ibazoy, what do I need b'yoyim for? So you might be boyle b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. I would have thought that perhaps one should go and celebrate the mitzvah of lulav and esrog even at night. When you come in at marav, maybe you should also go and chuckle that lulav and esrog. No. Only b'yoyim, only during the day and at night. That's b'yoyim. How does he know Bayoim? Because after all, he uses the Bayoim to tell you Machshirei Lulav. How does he know that Laila is excluded? So to Manaf, let me say with the crow. He looks at the second part of the pasuk. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim. Yamim v'loy leilois. So that's how I know. Days and not nights. So I don't need Bayoim v'loy leilois. Thank you, my Rabbanan. Is that the good? Yom v'loy leilois. If you'd only have the second part of the pasuk shivas yomim, I would say yomim means includes night, just like by sukkah. After all, by sukkah it says by sukkah is teshvu shivas yomim. Oh, talking by sukkah is a din of yomim, and we know malalon yomim b'afil leves. The by sukkah the mitzvah is you eat in the sukkah, you sleep in the sukkah during the day and at night. Is afkana, I would say the same thing applies to lulav. Nam yom afil leiv is a mitzvah to go and take lulav and esrog at night. Kamash malon bayoyim v'loy b'layim. Thank you for the sukkah goof me now. How do I taka know that sukkah is day and night? Maybe taka it's only during the day. Sukkah's teish with shivas yamim yom v'loy leivos. This time, Rabbanu, we have the brayis of sukkah's teish with shivas yamim yomim v'afil leivos. Thank you, my ato yom yom afil leivos. Ein el yom v'loy leivos. How do you know? I'm going to go and learn it out now from another limud. Over here it says yomim. By lulav it says usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Malan yolalon. Just like by the lulav yomim v'loy leilois, afkan yom v'loy leilois. So that's one way of learning, and perhaps therefore the mitzvah sukkah should only be a day mitzvah and not a night mitzvah. Or perhaps kalach l'derech zu. Nema kan yomim, v'nema b'miluim yomim. By the mitzvah miluim, it also says yom. The way does it say yomim? So we have the benefit of ois 3 over here. U'pesach oyil moyet teishvu yomim v'layla shivas yomim. Ahar nekoyin. And his sons had to go and sequester themselves, quarantine themselves. Have you heard such a sequester and quarantine? Yeah. For 7 days. Yoimam v'layla shivas yamim u'shmartim u'shmeres Hashem u'lisimusik chen tzuvesi. And the pasuk continues on u'mipesach oil moyed loiseitzu shivas yamim. Don't leave the Pesach oil moyed for 7 days. We learned about this at the beginning of Masechtas Yuma, that this is one of the possible mekoyrois for the Kohen Gadol being sequestered 7 days before Yom Kippur in the Lishkas Parhed. Anyway, so we see by miluim it also says yamim. What does it say yamim? It says Pesach oil Now that yomim clearly is 24 hours because it's a teshvu yomim v'layla. Ah, it's malalon yom afilu leilois avkan yom afilu leilois. So I'm now at a crossroads. I have to make a decision. By Sukkos it says by Sukkos teshvu shivas yomim. Do I learn yomim from lulav that it's only by yoim v'loy v'layla, or do I learn yomim from miluim that it's both yomim and leilos? Similarly, midoima. Let's see which one it's closer to in similarity. I rather learn the din of Sukkot from the din of Miluim, because the din of Sukkot is a 24 hour thing. Whenever you eat, whether you're eating in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, it's mitzvah kol hayom. Mashenken, the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrik is just shoachas, not even a shoachas. As soon as you take it in your hand and you hold it, you're ready to the mitzvah. That's why you gotta be mahapachit first, so that you don't have a problem with the uivra lasiyosan, like we learned yesterday and previously. So that's a short moment. So I'd rather go and learn from Miluim. Miluim was a ganze voch, where every single day the koyin, the aharon koyin and his children had to stay there sequestered in the Pesach Oil Moyed. So that was a full time Yom V'Layla, and they did kabbalas the whole time. They were learning how to do it and all the training and all the rest. So anyway, so this is mitzvos kol hayom. Mitzvos kol hayom. Don't learn it from Miluim. Oich lach l'derechzu. After all, Miluim was one time in history. It's a one time thing. You want to learn mitzvah sukkahs for all generations. You should learn from Lulav, which is all generations. So I don't learn it from Yomim, I learn it from Teishvu. Teishvu l'gzeire shava. What's the Teishvu shava? Namar kan basukas Teishvu shivas yom. V'nema biluam Teishvu. U'pesach oil moir. Teishvu yom v'layla. Alon yomim afilu leilois. Yom v'layla. Afkan yom v'afilu leilois. The bottom line is, when it comes to Sukkot, it's taka 7 days. Yom v'leilois. Teishvu. However, agave lulav, that's why I would have thought, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim, learn lulav shivas yamim from the shivas yamim by shukis of the sukkot teishu shivas yamim. That's why I have bayoyim harishon, bayoyim v'loy b'layla, to tell you now, no din of lulav at night. Arava Shiva Ketzat. So now we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah again, Lulav Arava, and it says Shisha Vishiva. And we spoke about Lulav at some length, and now we're going to talk about Arava. Now Arava is very similar to the mitzvah of Lulav in the Beis Hamikdash. That in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, we took the Lulav and Esrik all 7 days. Similarly, they took the Arava all 7 days, as we learned in Yat Hashem in another day or two in the Mishnayos. And that's the reason why on the seventh day we make a special Zecher, that we take the Aravas, especially Shana Rabbah. Anyway, in the Mishnah we learned what means Shisha Vishiva, that if throughout the first 6 days of Yom, starting from day one through day six, if it turned out to be Shabbos, no Aravas Beis Hamikdash. That day, no Aravas. No Aravas. However, if it was the seventh day, what we call a Shana Rabbah, then even if it was Shabbos, they took the Aravas in the Beis Hamikdash. Thank you, Mark. Aravah Bishvi, my timer, Dach Yeshabbos. Why Manishtana, day number 7 of the Aravahs on the Beis Hamikdash, from the earlier 6th day, that you say that Aravah on the 7th day, I don't care about Shabbos. Of course I do care about Shabbos, but I take my Aravahs on Shabbos, even though the first 6 days I don't. That people should know that Aravah is a groisa mitzvah, and that it's min ha-toyre. It's not midrabban, it's min ha-toyre. Why would I have to be mafarsim shimin atayra? Because there's no befeirish pasuk that tells us the din of Aravah in the Beis Hamikdash. So how do I take and know the din of Aravah? How do I know? So we had the Gemara earlier. There were 3 halachos of Moshe Mitzrayim: Asar and the Tiyos, Aravah v'Nisach Hamayim are halachos of Moshe Mitzrayim. That was according to the Rabban. Abba Shaul says, I know Aravah is in the Beis Hamikdash because it says V'arvei nochal, comes to tell you Lashon Rabban, plural, one inside my lulav, That's one arava. The other arava is in the base of Mikdash. Anyway, so since most people don't know this, therefore to mafarsim that staka do a gross inyan for arabas and tminatoyra. So the seventh day we take a stand and say even if it's Shabbos we're going to take the arabas anyway. Breaking my hachi lulav nami lichi. Look at it, the farsim mishahu minatoyra. Let's go and do the same thing legabe lulav. Why do I need to do it legabe lulav? Says Rashi. This is to answer Daniel's issue that he had already a half an hour ago, and that is. We said on the Omer Aleph, how do I know that there's a mitzvah of lulav for 7 days in the base of Mikdash, based on the pasuk Shivas Yamus? Machnu lefnei Hashem lekechem Shivas Yam. Maybe that Shivas Yam is not talking about simchas lulav. Maybe it's talking about simchas eating the shalmei simcha, or that you should sing at Hallel, you should dance. How do you know that it's talking about the arba minim? That's the reason why l'chayra I should go and say lulav nami lichi, do the same thing that we should go and have the arba minim being doicha Shabbos. Ked lafaras v'shem natoira, that the pshat and usmach l'mnei Hashem l'keichem is not talking about simchas yomtiv, but it's talking about simchas lulav. And therefore, I should say that the just like arava from day one through day six, we do not stop. Just like by Arava on day 7, I say that even though it's Shabbos, we still take the Arava, Skid of Afaris, Mashim, and Atayra. They say the same thing also, Legabe, Lulav. Make on day 7, or 2 through 7, any one of those days, go and say that even though it happens to be Shabbos, I'm going to take my Lulav anyway, go and show you that it's Min Atayra. Every Gemara, you're right, I should do lulav the other days also on Shabbos, but Gzeira Mishum the Rabbah, that's the Gzeira Mishum the Rabbah, that from day 2 through 7, I'm nervous that there's going to be people in Klai Yisrael that don't know the brachas, don't know how to do the Nianuim. Yelech Eitzel Baki, Baki means the expert, Lil Might, and they're going to go and carry it for Amos in a Shusrab. Freiti Gemara, why don't we make the exact same Gzeira by Arovis also? That if you're going to go and tell Arovis on days 1 through 6, that it's going to come out on Shabbos, maybe somebody's going to go and carry his Arovis to the Baki to ask, how do I do it? What do I do? When do I do? Where do I do? Etc. Says Yimara, by Arovis there's no such Gzeira Mishum Rabba, because Arovis Shluchei Bezdin Maisi Lo. Who takes care of the Arabis? Arabis is not something that you and I worry about individually. This was something that the Kehanim had to go and be careful with in the Beis Hamikdash. And who supplied them with the Arabis? The Shluchei Bezin, the people, the Gizborim, the clerks, the Shluchim that were in charge. So they knew what to do because the Bezin told them X, Y, and Z what to do exactly. They didn't have to go to any Baki. If they had any questions, they asked the Bezin that is appointing them as a Shluchim. Therefore, Arava Shluchei Bezdin Maisla. Lulav v'chol masa. Lulav, everybody buys on their own and have to do the mitzvah on your own. So therefore, they might go to the baki. Reiki Moyahachi, kol yoyman nami lichi. Why don't we say, therefore, that the same thing applies to all of the days? I mean, that if Shabbos falls out on day 2, start again. If Shabbos falls out on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, why do I say it's only on day 7? That I go and make a gansa pirsum, that if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, that I take the Hoshanas, I take the Rovis in the Beis Hamikdash. Why don't we say the same thing, the Gabi days 1 through 6? Since it's Shluchei Bezdin, it's not us, there's no Gzeira de Rabbah, so any one of the 7 days, after Min HaTorah, there's a mitzvah of a Rabbah all 7 days, either Arbi Nochel or Aloch Lamoish Misinai. So why don't we say every single day that if he comes out on Shabbos, take it anyway. There's no Tiltil Shaila, Tiltil only Drabbanan, and there's no Yelech Eitzel Baki Shaila, because Shluchei Bezdin. Everything more also the Pupuke Velulav, because I'm afraid people are going to be Pupuke, Rashi says, means to be Mezalzel the Lulav. They're going to look down upon the Lulav. In which respect are they going to look down upon the Lulav? They're going to say, Lulav must, they're going to disparage. Ah, that's the right word, disparage. Thank you. How about denigrate? Is that also a good term? They're going to mock, denigrate, and disparage Lulav. And they'll say that it's only a secondary type of mitzvah compared to Arava. Because Arava, any one of the 7 days, if it comes out, Shmirat Shabbos, we keep on doing Arabis. But when it comes to Lulav, it's only the first day that we say, take the Lulav, Beis Migdash. Any other day we say, don't take the Lulav. Why not? You're telling that both men are Torah, so what's the Manishtan a Lulav from Arabah? So there's an easy answer. Here there's a Gzeir Durabah, here there's no Gzeir Durabah. But those that are being Mefakpek are usually the people that Amaratzim, and they don't really understand or want to understand. So therefore, not to be Mezalzim a Lulav, he said that just by Lulav, one day, the first day of Yom Tov, we take it, even though it's Shabbos. So here too, on Arabis, we take the final day, we take it even if it's on Shabbos. Why over here is Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day? Why don't we make the first day Hoshana Rabbah and go and say that just like the Lulav, if it falls out on the first day, Shabbos, take the Lulav and Esek in the base of Mikdash. Same thing, if it falls out on Shabbos, the first day, take your Arabis. We really want to go and strike a very strong, strong statement, emphatic statement, Lefaris Meshim Min HaTorah, that this is a separate choshev a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, and therefore lulav we leave for the first day when it's Toich Shabbos, and the Arab we do on number 7th. We don't want to do it together with the lulav. It looks like it's almost like a subset of the lulav. Amri. People are going to go and say, you know why Arab is a doicha the first day when it comes down to Shabbos? It's really the lulav. But because just like the Arabis and Hadassim, which are attached to lulav, they're doicha together with the lulav, they'll say the other Arabis are also part and parcel of the mitzvah of lulav. Why don't we go and say, fine, not on day 1, but not on day 7. Let's go and say if Shabbos falls out on day 2 or day 3 or day 4. That should be the din, that even though it's Shabbos, we take the Arabis in the Beis Mikdash. And the Markim to come after. But Rishon Ukmashvi, since we have left the parish of Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, we jump to the seventh day of Yom Tov. Why the seventh day of Rashi? Rashi says, Yoy Mesuyon, Oy Rishon, Oy Achrayim. It's the first day is Choshev, and we know Achor, Achor, Chovev is Choshev. Anywhere in the middle, it kind of gets lost in translation. It's not a Psachoshev. We really want to make a statement. So by Lulav, we make the statement on day 1. And on by Arabis, we make the statement on day number 7. Why don't we do today that if you have Hoshana Rabbah coming out on Shabbos, why don't we continue taking the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah? Like we said in the Yom Aleph, we're not Baki on the Kvith. That's why we in Chutzlaretz have 2 days. In Eretz Yisrael, the Arabic with the Yarcha, Litchi. Why don't we go and say that if Hoshana Rabbah were to fall out on Shabbos, they should continue taking the Arabis, the Hoshanas, on Shabbos? He asked the Barhedya Omar. Barhedya came from Eretz Yisrael and he said, Rabbi Isai, the question that you've asked is a totally theoretical question. It's not a practical question. Because loy ikla, it never happens. Do you ever remember Hoshana Rabbah coming out on Shabbos? Never. Yes. So if it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, you don't have the issue. However, he asked Rabbi Chalikusi, Amri, ikla. Yeah, it does happen. Oh, it doesn't happen regularly. Well, once every
Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
Yom Kippur can't fall out on Friday, Sunday, or Tuesday. Friday and Sunday because 2 days, and Tuesday just mathematically works out that way. So if Yom Kippur can't fall out on Tuesday, then Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Simchas Torah can't fall out on Sunday and Monday. And therefore, Hashanah Rabbah can't fall out on Erev.
Why can't Yom Kippur?
It's because you don't
have Yom Kippur. I
am sorry. You can't have Yom Kippur and Red Shabbos running.
We're going to have Mitzvah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, we're going to talk about this in greater detail. Okay, so stay tuned for Masechtas Rosh Hashanah.
Sorry. No, it's okay. An algorithm. It's an algorithm.
I'm not good at that.
You're doing beautifully. Anyway, continuing on. Is if Ikla Veloid, Frank Timor, it's Ikla Veloidachi. Velakasha said, I'm back to square one. Why Taka Bizman Hazer, or at least Bizman shortly after the Beis Hamikdash in the times in Eretz Yisrael, why didn't they go and take the Arabis Chutz, not Chutz Vesukkah, Chutz Vamikdash? There was no Beis Hamikdash anymore, but since they know when the seventh day of Yom Tov is, there's no Yom Tov Sheni Shukong is, let them go and take the Ishanis and the Arabis even when it falls out, Ishanah Rabbah on Shabbos, because they say, Iklad, it does happen. So why is it not Doicha? Kasha. Yosef, I'll tell you why. Man, leave me on that. Rabbi Benatila, Dilma Biz Kifa. Oh, We haven't focused on the details until now. Now we are. And that is, we know what it means to take a lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog, you pick it up, and then you shuckle it in all directions, both at the time that you're right after you make the bracha, as well as during Hallel at the various places, Hoidul Hashem, on Hashem, like we learned before. But what do you do with our rovus in the Beis Hamikdash? So, you'll see in Yetz Hashem in the Mishnayos, the Mishnah later on, that when it comes to the Arovis, they used to stand it up next to the Mizbech. And because the Mizbech was quite tall, the Arovis also had to be quite tall, and they were many Amis tall, not like, I mean, even our Arovis, some people say.
8 Amis tall or something?
Well, Metrobol, we'll see. In the meantime, our Gemara tells us that this fish was. It's a Mishnah later on that you have to go and stand them up. In fact, we're going to learn it on Shabbos, Mishnah Matzah Shabbos. If you look at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hey, Mitzvah Sarova Kesa Makov Yilamat Mishlaim and Nikra Motza Yoritim Hashem and Kaf Hashem Murvi Yoshal Rav. First means long Rav. So by the Zoyk Ven Oisa Betina Mizbech, he let them go and stand on the sides of the Bech for the Shein Kfufin Agam Mizbech, and the heads of these Arov, they were so long that they would extend beyond the bent over the Mizbech. Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm going to let you learn that in Shabbos is back. The question is, besides that, besides standing them up, did they do anything else? So that's going to be a machloikis a little bit further down the Omud. The Gemara is going to tell us that they were makifin. They did go around the Mizbech, just like we today go around the Bima. Who went around the Kohanim? Because the Zor is not allowed to even get into that area. So the Kohanim went around. But what did they go around with? Did they go around with their Lulav and Esrik? Or did they go around with their Aravois? That's going to be a machloikis in Yetz Hashem, as we'll see a little bit further on. Anyway, so Rabbi Yosef is telling us, I'll tell you the reason why even in Eretz Yisrael, on Hishana Rabbah, they don't go and take their Aravos in hand when it's Shabbos. Why? Because I'm Rabbi Yosef, Man Limel and Aravah Minatila, who says in the times of the Beis Hamikdash they took it Minatila? Like Natilas Lulav, taking your hands and walking around and being makif. Don't beskifa. Maybe in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the only thing they did was to put it up standing next to the Mizbech. And says Rashi, since today, unfortunately, there is no Mizbeach, so there's no din of Zekifa. So as the Zeichel Charbon, we do it in Natila, we walk around. But since it's so shvach in terms of it's not even a parallel to the mitzvah that it was at that time, because at that time it was a zekifa on the mizbech. Today there is no mizbech, so there is no zekifa. So it's an atila to go and say as a result that should be doicha Shabbos. It's a little bit too remote. And so therefore, that's why we didn't fear eye. We didn't say we should continue this minig, even on this mitzvah, even on Hoshana Rabbah, Shecholius B'Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yosef, bottom line is distinguishing between Netila and Zekif. Anyway, Abai is going to ask a series of kashas on Rabbi Yosef. First kashas, Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva, my love, since we put together Lulav and Arav, Shisha V'Shiva, my love, Kilulav, my Lulav Benetila, Arav Benetila, just like Lulav. How you Mekayim Lulav, not by standing it up next to the Mizbech, but by taking it and shuckling it. So Arav also L'Chayr, you should do a Benetila. And therefore, I have a raya, not like Rav Yosef, it's a mitzvah of netila, not just zikifa. Lulav is a mitzvah of netilas lulav, and here's a mitzvah of zikifas arav. You know right. Eis ve'vayim, nochakash. V'chol yoyim akifin esam mizbeach hamachas. V'oyse yoyim shevapam. Every single day, they used to go around the mizbeach once, just like we go around every day with our lulav and esrog once. V'oyse yoyim, they did it 7 times shevapam. My love, barava. Probably, we're talking about arovas, and that's the mitzvah arova that you're makla mizbeach. So, didn't they take the arovas, and so I see there's a mitzvah of netila by the arovas? They took the lulav around, just like we do today. That even on Hoshana Rabbah, we don't take the Arovis around 7 times, we take the lulav and Esrog around 7 times. Only the lulav. We take the Arovah, we go around the Mizbeach. Amalei, so Abaye said, who Amalach Barovah, but the Amin of Lulav. Okay, Rav Nachman said the Nimer Bavavah, it's a machlokes Amayroim, he holds Barovah, he holds Amalach Barovah. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that this is a wider, broader machlokes. Itmar Rav Lazar Amin Belulav, they used to take the Lulav bin Netila even by the mitzvah of Arava, they didn't go and makif the Mizbeach with, they stood up the Aravas next to the Mizbeach, but they didn't walk around with Aravas around the Mizbeach. They took the lulav and esrig around the Mizbeach. Rav Shmuel ben Nosson, Amar Rav Chanina, no, they took the Arava. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, who we just quoted a moment ago, the Arava. Amli Rav, the Rav Yitzchak, Rei the Rav, Bar Bar Chana, Bar Uriah, that means you, Tamid Chochem, Ta'a Ve'im Alach Milzim Al Yisra. I'm going to go tell you something nice, Tav Amar Rav Avuha, that your father used to say. Hod, now that it says in the Mishnah, Kala Yamaki, Vizim Ve'ach. Pamachas, Bo Yisra Yamaki, Vizim Ve'ach, Sheva Pa'amim. Says Rav Hachi Omer Avuch Mishmeid Rav Lazar. This is what your father said in the name of Rav Lazar. Belulav, and that's the same Rav Lazar that we mentioned 10 lines ago. Yeah, that's correct. But we said Itmar Rav Lazar Oyim Belulav. So he's repeating again that your father used to say in the name of Rav Lazar that they took the lulav. Shine. Bottom line is, if they take the lulav, that's the reason why in Eretz Yisrael, Ho'idna, even though it can happen, said all of these Nechusei, these people that came from Eretz Yisrael. First person said, no, never happens. Bar Hedges said, never happens. Rav Mechonzku says, it does happen sometimes, the Shana Rabba falls down on Shabbos. So how come we don't take the Shana's at Shabbos? Because the Iker Mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash was Zekifa and not Netila. Yeah, but I see that there was Netila. That was Netila's Lulav, not Netila's Aravai. So, a different story. Eisvei. Lulav Zoychus is Shabbos, but Chilosoi, Varava Bisoifai. Lulav Zoychus is Shabbos, but Chilosoi means the first day of Yom Tov. And Aravai is Zoychus, the last day of Yom Tov. So Pamachas, Choshvi Shal Rava Liyos B'Shabbos, Hashan Rabba fell out on Shabbos, Ve'idiyo Mur B'yos Shal Rava, those are the long Aravas, they brought him Erev Shabbos, Ve'inichom Ba'azorah, they left the Ba'azorah, and they intended the next day to stand them up next to the Mizbech. Ve'kiru Behen Ba'isusim, and the Ba'isusim saw what was going on, and Rashi says the Ba'isusim were just like the Tzedokim, that they didn't agree to anything that it didn't say Beferish in the Torah. If you can't show me Beferish in the Torah, the Mitzvah Rabbah, by get about it. And since the Derech Klal, we learned that it's Halacha L'Moish Misinai, and even Abishol says it's based on Arve Nachal, don't say Behed, you don't say Beferish, they didn't believe in it. So you know what they did? We're going to go and show the rabbis, we're going to play a trick on them. What was the trick? The Notlam, they took all of those Aravos, the Kovshim Tachas Avonim, they put it somewhere on the floor, on a table, and they put a whole bunch of stones on top of them, and they know that when it's going to come Shabbos, stones on both, sir, we're not going to be able to take the Aravos. We're going to have the last laugh. That's what the Vaisusim said. Lamacha, the next day, Ikir ben Ami Aretz, Amaratzim came, and they saw that all of the Aravos were covered over with the stones. And Am Aretz is Chan Am Aretz, so he didn't know the difference. He said, stone, I need to go and take today the Murbiya Shal Aravos, I need the Aravos. So what did they do? They took off the stones, and the Amaratzim didn't bother asking the Hizborim or the Kahanim or the Shluchei Bezdin. Had they asked them, we told them, don't touch it. Maybe we'll bring out a goy, Amir La'akim. But one thing's for sure, we can't touch it. But they were Amaratzim, they didn't know, so they took it from under the Avonim. They via Makihanim and other Kahanim that either knew or didn't know, but Lamai said they didn't have anything to do with the Muktzah, that's the Amaratzim. So the Kahanim went and took them, and they stood them up. Now, what's the reason why the Baisusim did it? The Fishem Baisusim, why the Baisusim don't agree with anything that doesn't say the Fadish in the title? And what didn't they, weren't they Moida? Shechibut Arava Doiche Es HaShabbos. Now, what means Chibut Arava? We normally think of Chibut meaning to go and clap the Aravos. That's Doiche Es HaShabbos. But that's not how Rashi learns Chibut over here. Rashi learns the din of Chibut means the din of Netila, of taking it on Shabbos. Where do I take this? Right? Look at the Rashi, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. All the way in the bottom, three lines in the bottom. Because only the Kahanim, because the Tzar couldn't get even close. You take it in your hands, and you shake it. And they walk around seven times on Hoshana Rabbah with the Aravos. And after that they stood up there. So first they carried it bin Netila, and after that they did it biz Kifa. So I have a Befeinu Shiraya from a Braisa, not like all of those Amiram, like Rabbi Lozer that said it was Bavula. I have a Befeinu Shiraya, that's the Braisa, that they actually did. din and netila, they took it in their hands in the base of Megish. Alma mentilu.
Did they take these species separately? It sounds like.
Yes.
We take it wrapped together. So a lot of
you're doing a great job. But Ed is telling us that we learned before that there's a mitzvah of agad that you're supposed to go and tie that das menorah is too.
That's a recent.
No, it's not recent. That is what Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Gemara. He said that agad is ma'akev, and even the rabbis that disagree with Rabbi Yehuda hold that lechatchila you're supposed to go and tie it together. They noy because it said in the pasuk zeh keli v'anvei. He wanted to look pretty. But that's the mitzvah of lulav. In addition to mitzvah lulav, there's a separate mitzvah of aravos. Now you're thinking to yourself, look, the whole Yom Tov fight, aravos on a Shana Rabba, then we take a special five, right? And we clap them and all the rest.
Is that what this is all about, that day? Or
it's exactly talking about that day. You're doing beautiful. Anyway, so it's saying on the seventh day, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there it wasn't just clapping the aravos, but they used to go and be makif. They would stand up, zekifa, these aravos next to the mizbeach, and they were so long that they bent over the top of the mizbeach. Now the question that we had in the Gemara was, did they also walk around with the aravos separately, not with the aravos? They walked around just aravos, did they walk around the mizbeach? So that was a machloikis until now, and now we brought a very convincing raya from a braisa that they did do a netila. They actually took their aravos and they walked around. So, Ibazoi, why don't we do that today in Eretz Yisrael? When we say today, at least shortly after the Churban, when they did a Kiddush al Pi'ariyah, so we knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. We know exactly when Hoshana Rabbah was. So, if Hoshana Rabbah were to fall out on Shabbos, why wouldn't they go and take the Hoshanas and continue walking around and putting it up next to the? They can't put it up. At least do at least the walking around. Look what you think. They're good kafeit. It's a very good kasha. So why, in fact, do we say that we're doichit and we don't take the aravos on Hoshana Rabbah shecholi yois b'Shabbos? I'll tell you why. Kim da'anam le'dachinan inanam le'dachu. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, they want to show a sense of solidarity. And since in Chutz Laaretz we're not going to allow for being doicha hoishan rabba on Shabbos, why? Because we're not boki b'kviyat diacha. So in Eretz Yisrael they also were not, they didn't want to go and do things differently. It's not that just solidarity, but we have a din of Luis's going to do, and the Chacham Darshan, that means shleilasois agudois agudois. We don't want it to appear to be like two separate toyrais. Then in Chutz Laaretz we don't take the aravos on Hoshan Rabbah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, but Eretz Yisrael we do. That's considered to be agudais. We don't want that.
But we do that with the other Shesh Agolius.
Well, that's because we have a suffix. I have no choice. Kenish Kareitz again. I don't know when Yom Tov is. They know when Yom Tov is. I don't know when Yom Tov is. But what about the first day of Sukkot when it comes to the lulav? We don't go and take the lulav here in Chutz Laaretz when it's Shabbos. You heard Ed said that already half an hour ago. He said that very decisively, that when the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we do not take the lulav in Esrei. But the two dachi, you said that in Eretz Yisrael they do take it. That you might amri the two nami the dachi. No, they also don't take it the first day. What are you telling me? But the kasha anitarti. That was the kasha we had back on the Omer Aleph of Mem Gimel. What did we say? The Tanachod, the first mishnah that we learned, that was yesterday's mishnah. Kol ha'om melichas ulevein v'hara bayis. That Erev Shabbos they brought, when the first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, they brought the lulavim on Erev Shabbos, l'harabayis. B'tani idach, meaning the previous Mishnah, that was the earlier day, that was we learned on Tuesday. What did it say in the Mishnah? The word l'beis ha'knesses. And we asked the seerah here to bring it to the harabayis, and bring it to the beis ha'knesses. U'mitatzin, and what did we answer? Kam in majim eich minish kayom. They brought it to the beis ha'knesses. Kanchim in majim eich kayom. They brought it to the beis ha'knesses. Why did they take it to the beis ha'knesses? Is the charay that it's doicha, and you just told me that in Eretz Yisrael they don't allow for bringing the lulav, because just like it in Chutz Laaretz we don't, they're not going to bring in Eretz Yisrael. So to a life, we change our minds. Either be man shebeis hamikdash kai, both the case of the beis hamikdash and the case of bringing the lulav into the beis knesses is talking about when the beis hamikdash was standing. Beis hamikdash standing. So why are we talking about the beis knesses? V'loy kash. If you live in Yerushalayim and you're going into the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yom Tov, then you brought your Arba Minim on Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos, and you put it, gave it to the Gizbarim, and they put it out, and the Zekenim had their special room, etc., etc. That's if you're... What happens if a person was not Zochet to get to Yerushalayim in time, and he stayed in Bnei Brak, or he's in New York or London or where he happens to be, so then he is Big Fool and he's not in the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash. Where is he going to go and take it? He's going to go and take it in his local shul. Ah, then on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, take it to your Gizborim, to the shul, not the Gizborim, you take it to the shul, leave it there in the closet or whatever, and then you'll take it out Shabbos morning and you'll be able to use it. Big Fool.
So we see that they did take the Lulav Nesrin on Shabbos, outside the Harabais, even outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Edi, remember, look at the Gemara again. Edi, Bizman, Shabbos, Migdash, Kaya. Both Mishnayas. One that talks about the Beis HaMikdash, and one that talks about Knesset.
Now, the Beis HaMikdash is not Mekayim, there's no Beis HaMikdash, therefore, there's no taking the lulav anywhere on Shabbos.
Exactly right. Okay. Whether it's the first day, or the seventh day, or the sixth day, you don't take it anywhere on Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, or Chutzlar. Because the Rabban, also Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlar, we don't want to distinguish between one and the other. We'll continue for
a time. We can learn more about Mishnah Rabbah, about why we take five and why we five.